Iridium just recently made a product announcement, and there was a number of different products that they announced. One of them was the Extreme, which I understand you just purchased today. And there's also a Wi-Fi appliance that works with that Extreme and also works with the older 9555 phone. And that you have not purchased, is that correct?
Yeah, so let me
explain how that works. So the AirPort Extreme and the 9555 have a USB connector that is used to connect to your computer. So to use those devices, you have to have a computer that has a USB. That can be a Mac or it can be a Windows machine. Now, even when you hook those devices up to those computers, you still have kind of issues using them, because when you establish a connection to the internet, especially if you're using a Windows machine, everything on that Windows machine wants to talk to the internet. You've got Adobe wanting to do Adobe Acrobat updates. You want Windows wanting to check home and do updates. You have McAfee wanting to download virus signatures. And so you have a lot of chat on those, on that internet connection, because modern day computers are designed to work on the internet. And as soon as the internet comes up, they jump on and try to do stuff over a very expensive and slow connection with a lot of latency. And so historically, we've had a lot of issues with connectivity on these devices because of this contention issue. And so if you look at our website, you'll see some videos for configuring firewalls on Windows to disable access for everything except for the email and the web program, to accelerate the performance of the issues. And so you've got to take these extra steps to make the phone work. And it's always been problematic, not to mention that the USB ports, you know, they don't all work the same, and you've got driver issues, and there's all sorts of different problems associated. On some Macintoshes, you plug in the phone and it doesn't recognize it. And it's been, the USB has been our number one technical support issue, and it's been driving everybody nuts. So enter the AirPort, Access Point Wi-Fi. This is a small device, which is the size of a pack of cigarettes. It's battery operated. It also operates off of a power brick, and it has one USB connector on it, and it's a Wi-Fi hotspot. So what you do is you take your AirPort Extreme, your Iridium Extreme, or your Iridium 9555 USB phone, and you plug it into the hotspot, and all of a sudden that phone is now available to anybody who has a Wi-Fi accessible device. That includes iPhones, iPads, iPods, Macs, Windows, Android phones, Blackberries, it doesn't matter. Anything that has Wi-Fi connectivity to this device can use now the Iridium phone. Now, in addition to having this Wi-Fi access capability, it also has a very nice built-in firewall. So now what we can do is we can establish connections through the Iridium phone and block out all the traffic except for the traffic which is essential, which is your email and your limited web browsing and your and possibly weather as well. So if you look at our applications, and this is where we've been in joint collaboration with Iridium, our applications, our flagship email application, Xscape, knows how to communicate with that Wi-Fi device directly. And so if you have this installed on your PC, you connect via Wi-Fi to that PC, you then tell Xscape, go. And what that will do is it'll cause our email software to connect to the device, program the firewall so that nothing gets out except for Xscape email. It then dials the device, connects you onto the internet, sends email, receives emails, and then disconnects the device. So it has link control just as if the device were hooked up to the USB port, except that you've got this firewall which is configured for you, and the performance is better over Iridium using that device than any other system we have ever seen. So on average, we're getting between 27 and 29 kbps download and 26 to 27 kbps upload, and we don't see that when we have the phones directly connected to a USB on either a Mac or a PC. So your performance is great. The device costs $179, and for $179, you can have Wi-Fi access, which means that you can put the phone outside and you can use a computer down below, because you've got up to about 100 feet or so that you can be away from that device in order to use it. So that's all very, very nice. Now, let me talk to you about the iPhone and the iPad and the iPod. One of the things that we're currently developing, which is not available now, but is under development at this as we speak is a version of our email software and our compression-based web software for the iPhone and the iPad and the iPod. That software is expected to be ready sometime in mid-November. When that software is ready, you'll be able to download that software and put it on your iPhone or your iPad, and then you'll be able to push the button and it'll do exactly what I just described. It'll connect to the device, configure the firewall, start an email session, connect, send, receive, disconnect, and then you read your email offline. Now, one of the things that it has, in addition to that, it has a really nice interface into iNavX. I don't know if you own that electronic charting program for your iPad or not. I just got an email from Rich because we've been reaching with Rich. We know Rich really, really well. I've known him for years. He's a personal friend of mine. And right now we're working the mechanics for transferring GRIP files, GRIP file requests from iNavX directly into our Xscape product, so that you can make your GRIP request via email through this application, download the GRIP files through this email application over the satellite phone, and then just open up the attachment and have it go directly into iNavX. So as soon as you do that, your iPad becomes a standalone communications device that will allow you to browse the internet, receive email, receive weather, and transfer that to your electronic charting program without the use of any other laptop or standalone computer. Yeah, so that's what's coming. That's what's coming in mid-November. I have product here that we're testing and it's still under development, but we're expecting to hit that target. The official date is Q4 2011. So what you'll want to do is for this particular initial trip, you'll buy the email subscription. You'll buy the email subscription and. You will put it on your laptop or on your PC, and then you'll just use a Wi-Fi device for this trip. And then when you get back, you'll just go to the iTunes store. It'll be a free download, so you'll download the software, and then you'll just use your same username and password, because you can use the software. You just buy the subscription, you'll get an email account, and you can use that on any Windows, Mac, or iOS device that you want. Yeah, it'll be really, I'm really excited. I love this little Wi-Fi device. It's really, really awesome. Getting rid of that USB connector is absolutely a big win. And then getting the firewall in there is a tremendous enhancement to performance as well. Now, let me ask you a couple questions. Do you own your boat, or are you going to be traveling on someone else's boat? Okay. I don't know if Cheryl described the differences between the Airport Extreme and the 9555. Did she go into details about the differences in the phones? Let me tell you, there's pluses and minuses to both phones, and I want you to have the right solution. The Airport Extreme because I'm a Mac guy, but the Iridium Extreme is a really nice phone. I've had one in my possession for about 3 months, and I have one sitting here in my hand right now. It's a sexy little device. It's a little bit smaller than a 9555, not much, but it's rugged. I mean, you know, it's kind of like waterproof, dustproof, and all that stuff. Now, one of the things that you need to know about the phone is that when you have the phone itself, you can't charge it, and it has no USB connector on it. So I don't know why Iridium did that, but the USB connector and the charger connector is not part of the body. I think they probably did that so that there'd be no openings where water could get into the device. There's an edge connector on the bottom of the phone, and there is a clip-on adapter that clips onto the bottom of the phone that will give you the charging capability and the USB connecting capability, and also the connection to the external antenna. So if you lose that adapter, or if that adapter breaks, you're not charging the phone. That really concerns me, because I don't know how long you've been involved with Iridium, but back in the older phones, the 9505As, the 9505, the 9500, used to have these clip-on data adapters. And the clip-on data adapters have little plastic ears that just snap onto the bottom of the phone. If you drop the phone when that's connected, you'll break the adapter, and at that point, you'll lose the ability to charge the phone, and you'll lose the ability to use the data connection as well. And if you're using an external antenna, you'll lose the ability to use external antenna. So I'm concerned about that, because that's a really major issue. The phone is really more designed for people who charge the phone and then take it with them. and it becomes a personal tracking beacon, and it has this nice little red button that if you push the button, it'll send an alarm, which is really great. The 9555 does not have that. Now, the 9555 does have a USB connector on the side of it and a charger on the side of it, so no clip-on adapter is required to use it. So if you were to drop the phone, then of course you wouldn't break that adapter, and there's not this additional thing that you have to worry about losing or breaking. So that's a plus. The other big plus about the 9555 is that if you're on a boat and it's your boat, you probably want to have an external antenna. And the reason for that is because it allows you to use a phone and all your equipment down below without having to be out in the cockpit. This is especially true if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and it's storming. And also, if you want to receive calls, the phone has to be on and it has to have attached signal to it. And so the only real practical way to do that is to have an external antenna. And so regardless of which phone you go with, I'm going to recommend that you go with an external antenna just because it makes the phone a lot more convenient to use. And they're really not that expensive. An external antenna is $250. You just clip it onto the rail on the back of the boat. The cable is $149, and that gets you an antenna connection down at the bottom of the boat in your nav station. Now, with the Extreme, you would take that and you would screw that into the little bottom connector on the phone, and that's your only alternative. And the reason for that is because the Extreme does not currently have a docking station, because the phone is so new that none of the manufacturers have been able to manufacture docking stations for it. And so the only way to use an external antenna with the Extreme is to have this little clip-on adapter and the antenna wire hooked into it. If you look at the 9555, there's an assortment, a variety of different docking stations available for them, and one of them costs $500. And the docking stations are nice because they mount very nicely in the bulkhead. You put the phone in the bulkhead and the external antenna, ship power, and the USB connector go all into the docking station, so you have a nice little neat little package that is all sitting there ready to go if you need to abandon the ship or so forth, and it's a really nice package. And so I know that Cheryl's sold you an Extreme and it's a really great phone, but you might want to just take a few minutes and look at the 9555, because for a sailboat with an external antenna and a docking station, the 9555 is still a really, really nice solution. It lacks the ability to have the emergency button. However, you can still dial 505 in the case of an emergency and talk to an emergency operator. You just can't push the button and have your position report, your position, and an alarm set automatically just by pushing the button. That's really the main difference between the two. Yeah, the GPS the Extreme has a GPS, and when you push that little red button on the top, it sends an alarm with your current position. So that's really nice because you don't have to tell anybody what your lat long is, because it's sent as part of the alarm. It's part of sending the alarm message. And if you wanted to enable the tracking, it would act as a personal tracking device, although that's going to be fairly expensive to do. And there are less expensive ways to do tracking than to have that thing send position reports for you. Yep, if you're in life raft, if you had a 9555, you would have to use an external GPS. Although Iridium can triangulate your position. If you have a conversation on the phone with emergency services, they can triangulate your position. The Extreme has a GPS, and if you're using it for emergency purposes and the GPS is really important for you, then that's really nice because you push that button and hey, they know where you are. Yeah, that's fine. And you're right. I mean, the manufacturers are currently working on a docking station for the 9575, which is the Extreme. And those will be really nice because once you get the docking station, then you won't have this clip-on item, because the docking station will connect to the bottom edge connector, and then you'll have everything else. At that point, then the Extreme becomes extremely attractive because you'll be able to mount it on the bulkhead like you can with the 9555, and then it has the emergency services. And at that point, I believe that what will happen is we'll stop selling the 90. I mean, we'll continue selling the 95, but the popularity of the 95 will become decreased because for the difference in price, which is $200, you might as well have the additional safety features. Right, it is. However, I'm still going to recommend that when the docking stations come out, you buy a docking station and you just keep that Extreme in the docking station, because you don't want to have that fall out of your hand, or you still don't want to expose it to the elements, and you want to have that external antenna to increase the performance of the system and also be able to receive calls and SMS messages while you're underway, because the phone has to be on and registered on the network in order to do that. And unless you have an external antenna with a docking station, then with power, then that doesn't become practical. So anyway, the Xtreme is a really great device. I really like it, and I know you'll be really happy with it. Of course, you'll have the Wi-Fi connectivity, and that'll work with the device whether it's in the docking station or not. And so so that will be a really nice, because then at that point you can use your laptop anywhere you want to and still have the unit sitting in your at your nav station. You could be sitting on your settee or something, or you could be in the cockpit, or you could be on the beach. I mean, you don't need to be in your boat to use that Wi-Fi device.